I have found myself thinking from time to time that I wish that in 1994, when we began to be public with this freedom of choice, that I knew everything then that I know now. A few decades of research, of course, does wonders. Firstly, for my heart, it is so sad that people's lives have been lost attempting to gain this gift when perhaps their bodies weren't ready. Obviously, we wish to prevent more of this in the future. I have watched so much rising in the world the last few decades around this, and I question people's motivation. So let's begin here. Being nourished by this alternate source of nourishment is a lifestyle choice that requires very specific training and tuning deeper into an energy pool that has the ability to eliminate all human hunger. It is not about, is this possible anymore? Because there are over 60,000 people in our world who now have this freedom of choice. Instead, it is about how is it possible and safe conversion methodology. It grieves all of us to lose a loved one. People die every day in different ways for many reasons, and the purpose of our educational free online videos with this series is to ensure that people have the tools to move into this in a safer way, and also for those who already have this freedom to perhaps be able to help in the education on a bigger picture level. Family worry. I remember when my family saw me become involved in this, and even though my energy was good and my conversion was successful, I was still very slight, very thin, and they were worried what was happening inside my body. So let's start there. Are you prepared to have full medical testing along the way that proves you are maintaining health? Or, if you truly are being nourished by prana, shows that you are getting healthier and healthier. This path is not about denial. It is about aligning with an alternate source of nourishment that we all carry within us. If we're breathing, if we're alive, if we have bodies, then we can tap into this and make this energy more dominant within us so we gain this freedom. Firstly, take care of your family. Make sure they understand this journey that you are being called to make, why you are being called to make it. Honor your intelligence. Support them with good educational data and full medical testing. When you can show that your system is healthier than it's ever been before, then your family will be more supportive and relaxed. What is your motivation? I see so many people involved in the pranic movement who are pushing their bodies, too hard, trying to do something without a full understanding of methodology or without knowing basic things like what is your physical body prana percentage. This is something we will teach you to measure in this series. For example, once you know, if you find out that your physical body prana percentage is maybe 50% or 60%, is that enough to let go of physical food feeding? Obviously not. Obviously, your body will then go into fasting mode for the differential that you lack. If your prana percentage physically is 60%, your body will fast to attain and feed off itself the other 40%. So we begin our series with teaching you how to test your physical prana percentage so that you can keep your body safe. This is a path of self-mastery. It is also a natural gift that comes to you when you frequency match with that has the ability to feed you in a different way. So the first educational paradigm here is we eat all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we eat differently. There is an alternate source of nourishment the Chinese call qi, the Indians call prana, others call the universal life force, I call essence, what I term to be the baseline of creation that has the power to bring universes into being, gift us with physical systems to experience this life. Now, if it has the power to bring universes and all of creation into being, and it constantly is flowing through us and breathing us, then surely it can deliver to us our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you need to share with people, we eat all the time. This is not about not eating. If a physical body does not receive the right nourishment, it will break down and die. Attempting to do this before your physical body is deep enough in this source stream, this ocean of pure nourishment, will not be good for your physical body. So what is your motivation? I have met people around the world who say, I want to be the first one in my country to do this, or I'm doing this because I want to deal with anorexia or bulimia or an eating disorder, and this will free me or heal me from this, as one person recently stated in the media. They found this wasn't the answer, and you will too. Others have said to me, well, I want to lose weight. I remember in Paris 20 years ago, a group of models approached me and said, can I do this living on prana so that I can be thin and I don't have to worry about losing weight or staying at a minimal weight? I normally live on diet pills and coffee and I don't think that's healthy. So can you teach me how to live on prana so I don't have to worry about weight gain as a model? None of this are the right reasons. None of this is good motivation. In fact, I believe that this is a gift that will come to you naturally when you frequency match and come back to your true nature. You don't have to chase this. You don't have to try to achieve this. It should be natural and organic and a byproduct of merging with the pure and perfect part of you that is already running through you, pulsating within you, breathing you, and giving you life. This is natural once we understand how it happens and what is available to us as a human being who has unhooked from a limited reality of thinking all we are is a mental system, an emotional system, and a physical system, and taken the time to experience through meditation, through self-mastery, through self-knowledge, that which we really are at our core. Motivation. Examine this before we even begin. Are you doing this? Are you called to this? Like some people who come to spend time with me in our annual darkroom retreat. They come because they're curious. They want to experience what we are doing for those 9 days and nights. Others come because they love meditation. They love silence. They love solitude. They love yoga. They love qigong. They love gathering with like-minded people. They may have read and understood through experience the work of Eckhart Tolle when he talks about presence and being here now, the perfection of the now. These people are the ones that this may appeal to. If you do not love meditation, if you haven't experienced through meditation that pure love, that wisdom, that pure power, that compassion, that bliss, that joy, that deep peace that meditation brings, then perhaps you need to wait until you do, because it is this ocean of pure love that is constantly flowing through all life that needs to be so strong that your physical, emotional, and mental system is nourished and you gain this freedom of choice. This is not a diet. This is not a curiosity. This is a highly specialized field of training and a gift, a byproduct that comes from being immersed in, infused by something that is powerful enough to take away all human hunger.